Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Friday, June 28th. You know what that is?
Doug Benson Day.
Doug Benson Day here in Oklahoma. We just arrived. It's the year, of course, is Two Oceans 13. And we're coming to you from, what kind of car is this, Graham?
This is a delightful Chevy Impala. Big trunk, very spacious.
The air conditioning is working
very
good.
Very effective air conditioning.
It's 100 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's very hot.
Did you hear that the West Coast is experiencing record high heats? Like in Vegas, I think they said it's going to be 150.
What?
Yeah. Like, but everywhere is over 100 in the West right now.
Wow.
And like in the, you know, like, you know, record breaking, like.
That's
110, 120, that kind
warming.
Of shit.
It's a liberal myth.
Yeah. Anyhoozle, we're in a rental car driving from the airport to the hotel in Oklahoma City. My guest and driver is Graham Elwood. Go ahead and do your plugs right now, Graham.
Well, Doug, how about the fact that I will be headlining with Chris Mancini in Barstow, our Hills Have Eyes tour, Friday, July 12th at Rosita's. And then July 13th, I will be headlining the Improv in Hollywood. You're going to be on that show.
Oh, I'll do a set. I'll come down and tell some jokes.
You're going to do a set. Retta from Parks and Rec is going to be on that show.
Oh, unforgettable.
And Mike Schmidt, comedy film nerd writer, and maybe one other.
Yeah, so world's oldest boy.
The world's the 40-year-old boy. What are you talking about?
Well, 40's pretty old for a boy, so he's probably the world's oldest.
He is the oldest boy. Yeah. And then, of course, LA Podcast Festival, October 4 through 6. You will be doing Doug Loves Movies there and dining with Karen and Doug.
Doug and Karen, sure.
Doug and Karen. I'm flip-flopping the names for the festival.
Rebranding for the one weekend.
So that's get the tickets for the podcast festival at lapodfest.com. And, of course, all of my tour dates and podcasts, Twitter, Facebook, everything is at grahamelwood.com.
Yeah, that pod festival, man, last year was so much fun. Like, if you just want to, you know, if your idea of a vacation is to come and see all the podcasts that you listen to in person.
Yeah.
You'll really have a good time. If that sounds bad to you, don't go.
Don't come. If you don't like fun and being close to the beach, then get away.
Yeah, it is close to the beach. We're playing the Community Arts Center here in OK City. Same place we played on June 28th for, this is the fourth year in a row.
Yep.
Fourth annual. Last night we did a show at Howlin' Wolf in New Orleans, the second time we've played there. Uh-huh. And I'll share the audio from the Len Malton game at the end of this mini. A couple folks got too drunk. There was some problem people that had to be... We put up with them for as long as we could. Like, through all of your set, you just sort of tried your best to ignore them and not deal with them. And then the guy just would not stop standing up. I started calling him affectionately, nicknamed him Chunk, because he would stand up and lift up his shirt and do the truffle shuffle.
Holding a, like, 60-ounce bottle of beer that he got on Bourbon Street or something.
Yeah, he had one of those really big, crazy souvenir beers that I guess is okay to bring into another club. And Howlin' Wolf, you know, the only people working the door are wolves, so you can bring in anything.
And then he was doing the raising the roof thing, right?
He kept doing it, and then when they finally escorted him out... He still was doing it as he was being thrown out.
But, like, sad-faced.
The saddest raise the roof ever.
Just
this, like,
roof is really heavy.
Raise it. Keep raising it.
Oh, I'm not having fun with this.
Bro. Yeah, he was so drunk, he was on this strange autopilot where he would just yell out every time there was a pause in the action. Like, every time I'd stop speaking, he would yell something out.
Yeah.
So he got thrown out before the... Leonard Maltin game, and so did this other lady that kept yelling shit out. And then, as you'll hear when you listen to the Leonard Maltin game, it's everyone there. There were lots of really nice people there, but there was also just some people that and Chunk, also known as Baby Huey, I call him also. He, during the Leonard Maltin game, you'll hear Graham go, "How did he get back there?" Like.
He walks.
He didn't get thrown out. Like, they let him stay. No. They were just like, "We'll have him stay in the back." And then he proceeded to find backstage and get really close to the stage with nobody stopping him.
Yeah.
And we're both amazed by it during the Leonard Maltin games. Like, oh, there he is again.
Oh, wow. So when you kick someone out, here's a little tip, club owners.
Kick them out.
Out.
Get them out the door.
And another thing, maybe hire some security guards. That's just a thought.
It was a very, very casual environment there, and like I said, lots of nice people came out. So,
a lot of fun.
So, and we get a lot of tweets today saying sorry about the drunks. And it's just like, it's like, don't worry about it. You know, it's not, you're not responsible for the drunks. It's just going to happen
anywhere.
Yeah.
No more New Orleans.
Past and future Douglas Movies guests Adam Scott and Craig Robinson were in town shooting. Hot Tub Time Machine 2, and I think it's called Hot Tub Time Machine 2 Back in Hot Water.
Oh,
that'd be good, right? I don't think that's what it's called.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't think it has a colon or a subtitle. And then, but they were unable to come by. It would have been cool if they stopped by and played Leonard Maltin with us, but that did not happen. Austin, Texas. Next weekend, I'm doing three Benson movie interruptions. Hulk, Too Fast, Too Furious, and Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. And, Graham, I'd like you to guess between those three, which one you think has sold the most tickets so far.
Hulk,
which one do you think is the most popular?
Terminator 3, and what was the other one?
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Probably Too Fast, Too Furious.
That's correct.
That's right. Baby.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
I know my franchises.
Yeah, you know, Hulk and Terminator 3 are kind of like both neck and neck with a lot less sales. I think that because the Fast and Furious franchise is still going so fast, so furious, that I think that people are more excited about reliving that, you know, going and checking out that second one that's the one that doesn't have Vin Diesel in it.
You want to relive the sixth one, listen to Doug Loves Movies from Nashville with me and Matt Myra talking about.
Oh my god, you guys, I got so many they spoiled stuff messages.
So
and I was just like, you gotta be kidding me. It's, you know, it's Fast and Furious 6, right? Oh, but there's a surprise cameo that we all got really excited about. We're almost at the hotel, right?
Getting very close, buddy.
Quick little jaunt. So, let's just go to the tape. And now, a crazy crowd.
And Brett Reynolds with the Burt Reynolds Cop and a Half poster.
Yeah, at the, playing the Lenny Malt game.
Doing some nice business.
Graham vined it, so go to Graham's Vine account if you want to see what the craziness. And, enjoy. Let me hear you, New Orleans! know what? You should have bumper stickers that say no means no.
Be fun. That'd be fun, right?
Like they mean it. Like we mean it. New Orleans means it.
No.
No. Yeah. Here's what's in the prize bag. A CD by my friend Rob Cantrell called Dreams Never Die. Yeah. And one of my CDs, Smug Life, the new one, Gateway Doug, comes out on July 9th.
Awesome.
And I did some of that tonight. And then a comic book that somebody gave me called Orc Stain. And it looks pretty good, but I get too many of them. I can't finish them.
A lot of Orc Stain fans here tonight?
Yeah. Orc Stain.
You guys go to the Orc Stain convention, the OrcCon? You guys are Orc Con? Yeah, I'm being serious.
So somebody's going to win all of that, and what else?
Oh, I'll throw in a copy of my CD, Palm Strike Dance Party.
Palm Strike Dance Party.
Dance Party, Palm Strike.
So, did anybody bring name tags? I see some in the front.
Shit.
I see one running down the side. She's very excited. She says she's the biggest fan ever. biggest fan over right here, Graham.
And, he said I had to deal with Baby Huey for half the show.
Yeah, for the listeners to the podcast, there was a gentleman that I called Baby
Huey.
Nice.
You have a dinosaur? This is a dinosaur couple? You wrote Lisa? Wow, that was hard.
Two people got thrown out of the show, so it's interesting that people are still being this way. Like, they don't think that could happen to them.
He's just on your phone. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, if he doesn't pick you, sit right in front so you don't have to walk down again. Because if the first person loses, then we'll pick another one. Who do you want to play against, Graham? Pick somebody.
All right.
I'll go Brett Reynolds, cop and a half. There you go.
Cop and a half.
Thank you. Round of applause for all the name tags, you guys. Come on.
Just go around there. That's good direction.
You guys are awesome for making the name tags.
Just go around there.
The toughest thing is saying no to all the other name tags. That's the hardest thing I got to do every time.
So join Graham right over there and show everybody your delightful cop and a half name tag.
Nice.
And how did you get your name into it? What's your name? Brent Reynolds instead of Burt Reynolds.
Yep.
I love it. And that's you as a child holding on to Burt Reynolds' face.
That's
your face. So what's that? Oh, my face. Oh, I kind of look like him when you shaved off everything except the mustache. Wow, that's a very good name tag. You should make a Vine of that, Graham.
All right, we're going to Vine that
shit. Yeah, he's going to Vine that shit.
Vine it.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Brett. Okay, that's good. I like that. All right, Graham, can you Vine while I do this at the same time?
Oh, I'll Vine the shit out of something.
Okay. Brett, you get to pick a category. Leonard Ball game. This is just between you and Graham, so everyone in the audience, please don't yell out any potential answers, even in jest. People love to yell like Caddyshack when it's obviously not. What's that? Okay. See this? You're doing exactly what I asked you not to do. So that's an interesting reaction.
All right, everybody cheer for the Vine.
Okay, Vine time. Get the name tag out.
I already did it.
Oh, okay, good.
Get it out, Brett. Take your pants off.
I thought you were doing a De Palma shot where you go 360 and land on the name tag, but you got it first. You're good at getting coverage. You're a good filmmaker. Now what's happening? There was still more left to it?
Yeah.
That is a complicated Vine. Yeah.
He just goes, is that an Instagram? That was very funny. Nice. See, that's my name. Hi, drunks, remember?
No, they're all sitting there going, no, it's not an Instagram, it's a Vine.
This is the most...
It was a dumb question.
Technical audience. That's incorrect.
All right, Brett.
Wait a minute. You're lying in a comedy show.
Brett gets to pick a category. Would you like Born Today, I believe, the great Tobey Maguire?
So you guys celebrate Tobey Maguire Day? Is that why you're all fucked up? You guys had Tobey Maguire parties and just got to go get hammered. Spider-Man 2 is still great. Woo!
This is not a good time to be yelling out titles of Tobey Maguire movies in case he picks that category. Seabiscuit, a guy yelled out.
Don't yell out the name of your dick.
This is definitely...
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
along, baby. Give Seabiscuit a try.
Come on, sweetie. You know you want to ride.
Seabiscuit's definitely going to come in first.
Oh, yeah.
I know how this story ends. With you crying. Okay. Octopussy. That's motion pictures that have 8 women or more. Listed by the great Leonard Maltin. And your third option is the Battle of Balls Deep. And that's movies where Lord of the Ring actors actually have sex. Oh is right. Which one of those do you like, Brett? Graham, help him out with a microphone.
Hold on. I wanted to do nearby places on Vine, and they're giving me, like, the Hampton Inn, and then the state of Louisiana, and North America, so...
Those are all nearby. If you just walk up the block a bit, you get to the state of Louisiana and North America.
Are we close to North America?
Yeah, we're right on top of it, practically. All you have to do is step down off of this stage. We're on an elevated platform, so we're not actually in America right now. It's like The Purge or being on the high seas on the 311 cruise. Yeah! Where murder is okay as long as you wash it.
Happy, happy, sucky, fucky.
Wait, too far.
Too far.
Which category would you like, Brad?
I'm going to go Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire. The year is 1993. Yeah, Leonard gives this movie that has Tobey Maguire in it 3.5 stars. He calls this movie harrowing. He also says that it is from a...
How did the bad guy get to backstage? How is that possible? Wow.
That's the title of Graham's autobiography, How Did the Fat Guy Get to Backstage? A wanderer. He had that vibe the whole show.
It's hard to see him. You know what I mean? Guy in a giant green.
It's hard to see Chunk grown up walking through the room and through the backstage area. They've got a very casual backstage here, you guys. Do you think they've wrestled him to the ground?
No, they probably just fucking put him behind the bar to pour drinks for people.
Somebody should tell him that his night's going to end with him being tased.
He probably brought his own as he's going to stick it in his nuts. I'm going backstage. Guess not.
I'd like to think everybody wants us to get back to the game, but maybe they don't give a shit about anything anymore. Okay. Harrowing, this movie, and it was based on a memoir... by somebody that's, I guess, supposed to be famous or something. And Leonard lists 12 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Brett?
10.
Reynolds, 1.5?
10 names.
10's a good opening bid.
Oh, 7.
That's good, too. Smart.
Name it.
Smart game plan.
Name it!
Oh, very good. 7 names.
Oh, 7
names. I'm feeling good about your chances, Brett.
6.
The guy in the audience is yelling 6 like that means anything.
We're done.
Graham gets 7 names, and they are...
category.
What? The 7 names are... Tobey Maguire. So he's listed at the bottom of this list. Yeah, but he's in it. Garrett Graham. Oh, Graham. Last name Graham.
That's funny.
Kathy Kinney. Tracy Ellis. Zach Ansley, Carla Gugino, Chris Cooper, Elijah Dushku. Those are your names. And from 1993, the movie is called...
Chris Cooper and Elijah Dushku.
Graham Elwood, ladies and gentlemen, he has no idea.
I do. I know what this is.
You know what it is? What's it called?
Well, why should I say it if I know it?
Just say it out loud if you know it.
It is...
Here it comes.
Ready to go.
This is going to be so exciting. I'm going to hand Brett the prize bag.
It is...
It's almost in his hands.
The Fantastic Four.
Oh, that's a terrific, I guess that's a good guess.
That's a horrible guess.
Terrible guess. The rest of the names are Jonah Blechman. I don't know if it's pronounced that way, but I thought it would be fun. Blechman. Leonardo DiCaprio, Ellen Barkin, and Robert De Niro. Yeah, and it's called This Boy's Life. Nobody yelled out answers. Like, you were very... We got rid of the two problem people.
Yeah!
And that guy is next to go. But since the show's over, it's no big deal. Yeah, why do you keep holding your hands that way? That's so weird. It's a weird pose. Do it again. Do it one more time. Yeah.
And then he puts it between his legs. And then that. That's the perfect.
Graham L.
Thank you so much!
Apologies to the sound guy that the microphone got dropped. He told me to stop doing that. And I forgot, I didn't have a chance to tell you to not do that. And as always, people that drop expensive, nice microphones when they shouldn't are shit.
Of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the